All right, so obviously, who knows what was going to happen? Who would have knew that right now at fucking, I don't know, 7:49 p.m. in an Airbnb in L.A.? That's how Drake would name this. If this was a Drake song right now, he would name this 7:49 p.m. in an Airbnb in L.A.
Nah, he'll name it 7:49 in West Hollywood.
7:49 in West Hollywood. That's the name of this episode. 7:49 in West Hollywood. Yeah. All right, cool.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Higher, learn.
Ayo,
damn sure you lost much.
Niggas better stop acting like I motherfucking lost touch. Fuck out of here. Y'all already know what it is. Like I said, I ain't gonna do another intro just to be that guy that says the intro over. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know what it is. Mic check, turn my headphones up and
well,
all that
God
shit.
God damn it, you gonna know who the fuck I am, yo. It's your boy Chilmo in the motherfucking building.
And let me tell y'all, we high as a bitch right now. High like shit. Like, all right, so here's the thing, right? Realistically speaking, when I sat down with my corporate mindset and started planning out what I thought this season was going to be, I had a certain idea going into it.
Right.
And I fully anticipated that idea would change as time went along because that's just how life works. And then I started getting all these delicious strains of weed. And then I just could not help myself. So I just been fucking smoking. and then Sage and them then all fucking touched down. And they left out, went to go get some food on some touristy shit like us too, right? But then they went to like two dispensaries. They went back to Cookies. And then they walked in here. And now it's like four different strains of exotic just floating around. All right, so obviously, who knows what was going to happen? Who would have knew that right now at fucking, I don't know, 7:49 p.m. in an Airbnb in L.A.? That's how Drake would name this. If this was a Drake song right now, he would name this 7:49 p.m. in an Airbnb in L.A.
Nah, he'll name it 7:49 in West Hollywood.
7:49 in West Hollywood. That's the name of this episode. 7:49 in West Hollywood. Yeah. All right, cool. So let's start with the 420 code. As we do, the ninth rule of thumb states to get the highest, you might want to take a break. It says, and the pothead, knowing he had lost, turned to leave town forever. But the stoner stopped him, held out the joint, and asked, do you want to take a hit of this? Listen, the ninth rule of thumb is pretty simple. It's saying that sometimes you can smoke yourself. All right, let me ask you a question. Have you ever smoked yourself sober before?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, why am I still smoking? Like, what is the reason of this? Yeah, definitely.
I don't smoke myself awoke.
Yeah. Like at one point in time, you was like faded, sunk in the couch, high as a bitch. Like, yeah, I'm in the mix. And then you was being greedy and you smoked that last blunt again. And after you smoked that blunt, immediately it was different. Nigga. Now you wasn't, you know what I'm saying, as groovy as you was.
I'm talking about it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm thinking I'm about to smoke this blunt to put me out. And nigga, I smoked the blunt and I'm up watching Ridiculous to like 8 in the morning, nigga. You feel me? Like, nigga, what the fuck? What time is it? What the fuck? So you going to work?
When do you know you're sober after you smoked yourself? Like, sober?
Like, it's like this, right? All right, look. I'll give you a prime example. There was this one time where I was up all night chilling with these girls, right? Now, mind you, I knew this one girl. The girl who I knew, me and her was just cool. She fucked with girls and fucked with dudes. We used to fuck around, but we wasn't on no old like cock blocking each other shit in social situations. Sure. This was considered a social situation, yeah, right? So there was other girls who was into it. There were some other dudes that was kind of clownish. They had the wrong type of juice, you know what I'm saying? Wrong sauce for the occasion, right? So, long story short, right? Whenever niggas say long story short, you get ready to tell a long story. But I'm gonna try to make it like real short for real because I got a show to do. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. So, oh, fuck. I'm high as shit. What the fuck was we just talking about? Yeah? So I smoke myself sober, right? So we're trying to stay up long enough to wait for these niggas to leave, right? Because shit can get lit. Now, shit was getting lit. Like, you know how the dip off is? Where you, like, dip off with a chick and you'll get it in a little bit real quick. And it's like, yeah, like, you're cool, but you're not all the way satisfied at that moment, right? Yeah, so this is one of those situations. We needed to get rid of these other guys because then the numbers change. The rest of them was trying to get into it anyways.
Yeah.
But they wasn't trying to get into it with these dudes. As long as these two dudes left, the numbers changed to where there was multiple of them and less of us. There was more vagina than there was dick in the building. It was awesome. Awesome ratio, right?
Yeah.
So we're smoking, drinking, smoking. This was during my ecstasy era. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Now, I had an era where I was, you know, all my X-Man shit, right? So,
I think they might be too young to know.
Yeah, about it's like that. 4 o'clock in the morning at this point in time, and I smoked a ridiculous amount of like high grade marijuana, and I smoked a blunt, and I remember the blunt that I smoked that changed it because after I smoked it, I felt less high than I was before.
See, but
before.
Now it's different.
But
see, now
I was like probably so high that I was in like that next zone level to where it was like normality.
But it's different though. Like, you didn't mention this in the beginning because I know because I done took ecstasy before.
What is this going to do?
That's, it goes to the left. But look, off the ecstasy, you can smoke yourself sober because at some point, the ecstasy is stronger than the weed.
Well, I smoked myself sober one time before I ever took ecstasy when I was younger. But so I know you can smoke yourself sober without taking ecstasy. That's not like the variable of the fucking equation and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just
trying to think of an experience where I've smoked myself sober.
Okay, so high thought.
I mean, you got to think about it. You just got to kid. Have you ever just smoked? Have you ever had the situation where no matter how much you smoked, put like this. Imagine a night where no matter how much you smoked, no matter how many times you rolled up that night, you weren't going to run out of weed. And no one was going to care how much you rolled up and smoked that night. Well, I'm talking about a situation like this to where it's like, we're not talking about a night where like you go out to get a set amount of weed to smoke with the homies. I'm talking about like you're in a spot where there is an unlimited amount of weed to smoke and no one cares how much you roll out. You can smoke yourself sober if you're greedy enough to smoke yourself to that point, yo. You know what I'm saying?
So high thought. It's being high sober and it's being sober high.
Ooh. He get the Street Fighter joint for that one, yo. Oyukin, he's on fire. He's on fire.
Say that one again. I didn't hear
it. So, is being high sober and sober actually just being high?
Oh.
So, that it's like weed our actual real medicine to actually being sober?
Right.
Know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Like you're so high that our high is sober. You feel me? Like to a regular smoker.
I get that. Maybe do we have issues?
Is that a?
She about to stop smoking.
No.
Yeah.
I'm saying that. Maybe. I'm not gonna hold you. Like in today's society, maybe I don't think I have anxiety, but like, oh, you have anxiety.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we all have anxiety in some situation.
Dependence on this thing, you know.
If you black, you have PTSD and all that just from being black.
You want to know what's crazy? Like, it sounds narcissistic for me to say what I'm going to say, but real niggas will feel me. Sometimes I get anxiety when I'm like in like a situation like business, like corporate shit, like I'm making a pitch, right? Let's say I'm making a business pitch of something that I know I did my shit. I know I did my research. I know I crossed my T's, dotted my I's. And I know that you should 100% follow the idea that I'm giving you.
Right.
I get fucking anxiety over pitching it to you because I in my mind, I know I'm going to feel fucking crazy if you don't roll with it, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to work myself into the ground trying to figure out where did I make the mistake that didn't make you take a home run? Because this was a fucking home run. I just laid it out for you.
I mean, it's always good to look at your flaws and faults and things that you could correct and fix. But at the same time, you can't go in with that mindset.
Yo, that's that's why I love podcasting. Because this is the only arena where I won't overjudge myself as a perfectionist in podcasting. That's why I love this show.
Sometimes you do got to be a perfectionist. Like, to get to a certain point, you have to be a perfectionist. Because no matter what, like, if you're not, then you're not going to get anywhere in life. Like, especially if you know where you're supposed to be. Like, you're going to want everything to be exactly how you want it. Like, so you feel me?
All right.
Be a perfectionist, man.
So I pulled a story from someone interesting on the internet that had an interesting situation at Taco Bell one night in our segment that we like to call Because I Got High.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
All right, so it was a lazy summer night. Now listen, any story that ever starts with a something-something summer night or a winter night or a windy night, like you already know you're getting ready to read some shit, yo. You know, just because of how they started it. So the story begins with that I desperately needed a Taco Bell Baja Blast Freeze. All right, I feel you. I'm already with you, okay? After taking a few hits with my brother, this Baja Blast became the reason of my whole existence. After elaborating on about the true godliness of this drink for a good 10 minutes, my brother got the hint and started up the spaceship, and we were off on our quest. Yo, this nigga was high as a motherfucker when he sent this shit. The quest took about a couple of years, but it was definitely worth it. So it'll be about to quench the unquenchable thirst. As we arrived at the drive-thru precisely at 1:23 a.m., we panicked because we forgot the reason that we got there. But then, bam, all of a sudden, the Baja Blast. All right, he grasped it in the air, he got it, and then the guy at the drive-thru window looked at him and handed him a drink and said, "Do you want some sauce with that?" And then, like, a second went by, and then they just looked at each other and started laughing, and boom, he drove away. But it's like he knew, I guess. Has anybody had any interesting situations this happened dealing with fast food places because you were high?
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe. This is higher learning.
Sweet fat wood, what you need? Cause we've been arguing since 2:45. Ain't nothing really wrong. We just need someone on one. Yeah, get it. Why we mad? What's the problem? Where the tree? We in our feelings, oh, we I know what. What you need, I can't send you half the time. The other half, you're on my mind. The only time we get it right is when we exhale.
Roll up.
I just had something happen. It wasn't because I was high.
Okay, well, hold up.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. All right, go. What happened?
All right, so it wasn't because I was high. But, all right, so I go to the motherfucking McDonald's. You feel me? You order your food. You know they got the two line shit now. You feel me? So, person in front of me, he ordered his food. So, he go ahead. Then the nigga and the other shit, you feel me? He ordered his food. He go, I order mine, I go. So, whole time, we is sitting in this line for like 10 minutes. And it's not moving.
Right.
You feel me? It's late night. You feel me? Everybody coming home from wherever. I'm thinking it's busy.
Yeah.
Whole time, we looking. It's this old ass man sitting in the car asleep at the wheel like this. So niggas motherfucking drive around him. And so now we in front of him. And right. He in back of me. So person I'm with, she look at me like, is you gonna go tap on his window to go wake him up or something? I'm like, no. I am a nigga that mind his own business.
Right.
So I drive up a little bit. Then some white people come behind me. You know what the fuck they did?
What?
They went and tapped on this nigga window. I said, yo, they probably looking at me like I'm some shit right now. Because I ain't want to wake the man up.
Right.
Listen, let that man sleep. I'm getting my food and I'm getting the fuck out of here. Like, all right, that.
Check this out.
Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
All right, so I've been writing this book. I don't really know what the title's going to be. It started out as Sex, Love, and Other Drugs back in the day, but I changed the title. I don't know what I want to call it, but it's basically a collection of like stories that involve drugs or sex. From the time that I was a teenager, losing my virginity, and it's going to continue, I guess, until I die. I don't know how many different chapters I'll put it out.
Now
that I'm doing this podcasting thing, I'm thinking about doing it as like a audio book, like read the actual stories as like a podcast season. I don't know. Who knows? We got a network. We can do what the fuck we want to. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, with that being said, so there is this situation where within one of these stories, I was trying to show off with these chicks like early in the morning, like before I had to go to school. And I had already fully like decided that I wasn't going to school that day. You know what I'm saying? Like I was chilling with them. We was getting high. And other things that teenagers are not supposed to do were going to be happening, right? All right. So we goes to McDonald's to start with.
Mm-hmm.
High as a bitch in the morning. So I start like buying like one of everything slowly but surely off of the breakfast menu. And they also had the sundaes too. So I remember getting like two apple pies and like a caramel sundae with extra caramel and extra peanuts and all this shit like that, right? Now, mind you, my stepmother swears up and down. She was one of those people to where like she would always pull a cause that she would like be into. And she would be so into it that the moment that she didn't give a fuck about it anymore, she ain't want nobody to know.
Right.
So she would just go ahead and live her life the way she wanted to, but low key. Okay. So she was on some shit where I should never bump into her at fucking McDonald's because she's on some old, I don't eat fast food and all that fucking like high and mighty over the fast food shit.
Right.
But why she pull up and get ready to walk into McDonald's as I'm walking out of McDonald's two and a half hours after I'm supposed to be at school?
That's also me.
Oh, shit.
So
you got in trouble, but you like, what the fuck?
Well, I had the girls with me. So it was one of those things where I had to make a lie that I knew she was going to check up on. I knew she was going to catch me in and suffer double consequences later because I couldn't go to school and I couldn't go home. I was already into it. Like right. I was in too deep at that moment. You know what I'm saying? Right. You can't go home now so they can clown me later.
Man.
No. My priorities were straight for a teenager. Now, as an adult, I realized the error in my ways. But as a teenager, my priorities were straight. Yeah. At all costs, do not embarrass yourself in front of these girls.
Man, listen.
No matter what your mother say. Who is she? She only your mother.
Man, listen.
All right. So let's get into some higher learning, some educational
shit. This is Higher learning.
All right, so I've been giving y'all some terms and some shit that every stoner needs to know, so you actually know what you're talking about when it comes to the weed that you smoke. These are going to be weed and grow terms. As I've told you before, we've started our own cannabis clothing company and weed brand called Dreamland, and we're going to be putting out some signature strains sometime in the near future. And whenever a nigga says near future, that means that we have no idea when we're actually gonna put that shit out. But it's just what niggas say because we think you're gonna overjudge us when we say, listen, this is an idea that we have and we don't know when we're gonna manifest that idea. So in order for you to not judge us, we'd be like, in the near future. But I'm gonna tell you that in the near future, we're gonna put out some weed under this company called Dreamland. Right. I just don't know when that near future the fuck is. We're gonna get through a season of this podcast first, see if this shit works. Y'all might cancel my whole shit, like, by the time this is all said and done. I mean, because we be wilding on the regular podcast, and we be wilding on this one, too. I mean, we're getting ready to turn it up a notch in a minute anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is one of those ones where it's like, if you're, like, squeamish or fucking, like, all, like, super offended and all that kind of shit like that, then I thank you for listening so far. You've counted as a download. I appreciate you. You might want to just come back next Friday because shit's going to get lit.
You do want right? to come back
so
next
let's get into
Friday.
The grow terms before
you
we do that.
You want to tell your grandmother about clone. It. You want to tell your mama right. about it.
A clone.
You want to tell your sisters about it. Tell them to come listen to Higher Learning Podcast and learn how to smoke some weed, goddamn.
Tell everybody.
All right, so clones. Clones refers to a clipping from a cannabis plant, which can then be rooted and grown through a cloning process of the mother plant from which the clone was cut. So basically, when you are coming up with your own strains of weed, usually you're going to land on a good phenotype. We talked about genotypes and phenotypes on the last episode. You're going to end up with a good phenotype from the good genotype that you picked, right? Boom. Now you're going to want to create clones of this. This
Some
is where.
Don't know what genotype and phenotype means.
Well, no. If they didn't, then they should click pause on this episode, go back to the last episode, and listen to it. Because the part of the point of higher learning is that we're educating people in a sequential order. So anything that I'm mentioning from the last episode, they should know. But I'll tell you guys that. So the genotype is the genetics of the weed. So for instance, if I took Sour Diesel and Blue Dream and put it together and called it Blue Diesel, right? All right.
Or Boston OG.
It's good. There's people that live into a unit that's back on the guest house.
Niggas got scared. Like.
Yeah. All right, so if I took Blue Dream and Sour Diesel and I crossed it together and called it Blue Diesel, that would be the genotype. That's the genetics of the weed, the parent plants, right? Right. But if I took Blue Dream and Sour Diesel and crossed it, you took it, we might all turn out with some different buds. Our buds might be different colors. They might come out different sizes, different shapes. Those are all the different phenotypes. So the phenotypes is the physical way the weed presents itself after you cross it together. Once you come up with a good phenotype, you want clones of this shit. So you clip your buds, boom, 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 to create the clones that you can re-root and plant new plants with. And that's how you keep the same phenotype. So once you come up, let's say you cross two strains together, and by the fifth one, you get some fire. Now you want clones of that fifth one so you can grow 100 plants of that one. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Boom. But you don't even want to start with the seed. You just clip a piece of the plant that can be a clone, and you just repot it as if the same way how I used to see my mother do it with ferns. And her and her friends do it with ferns when I was younger. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if one of her homegirls had, like, a nice fern, she would get a clipping of it. Okay, and she'd bring it home and put it in her pot and grow a whole plant out that shit. That's basically what a clone is or whatever. It's crazy. They was doing that shit.
That's how plants reproduce. So technically the leaf is the egg, right? So then that germification how seed grows.
Okay.
So that's the process of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the mic, you got to drop that knowledge in the mic for him. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So cross genetics, of course, is when we're talking about crossbreeding, and that's when we're putting two strains together. But back crossing is one part that a lot of people don't know. Back crossing is a hybrid plant that's been bred with one of its parents. So it's basically like incest, but when it comes to weed, incest is okay. This is probably the only situation that I could ever find that incest is all right.
Yeah,
see, I told you that we're about to get close to cancellation in a second. I mean,
no, it's asexual reproducing, right? So it's the same way as like.
No matter what you say about it, still doesn't sound right.
I know.
Can you say pause?
No, it's just
no
reproduction.
Pause. All right, I put one out there.
Okay.
All right.
We're not human beings.
So
it just sounds.
So basically what it is that you might want to intensify a desired recessive gene, right? Mm. So let's say that, for instance, right, when I breed one of my strains, I want to call it Daydream. I want Daydream to be a sativa-dominant hybrid that's perfect for the creative. Mm-hmm. The person that makes music, that does art, that does creative things, any type of businessman, someone who has to be on the go but likes to smoke their bud. They want to smoke weed in the morning like they drink coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. And they don't want it to make them lazy. They want it to make them alert.
Sharp, like what we're smoking.
Right, exactly. Sativas, yeah, that type of shit. So let's say that I get that out of one of my parent strains. And I find I want to cross it with something that also gives you the calming relaxness. So you're creative and focused, but you're not edgy. Mm-hmm. You're kind of real chill. But you're on your business. That's what I want Daydream to be. So I would find whatever trait in the parents that I want, and then I would clone them with each other to force them into making it stronger for that. So I get my full relaxation out of here, my full creativity out of here, then cross those two together, and then we get the hybrid of what we want. You know what I mean?
I am high as shit.
All right, so we're going to catch a vibe, and then we will be right back on Higher Learning.
It's a vibe.
Alright.
This is Higher Learning.
Alright, so Sean and them got some edibles, right? And it was interesting that they I know that you didn't feel it yet, and I'm getting ready to explain to you why. Listen.
I think I feel it.
Edibles, like, edibles so hit people at different rates in different speeds of time. Because of the simple fact that THC,
it's like light, different types of light.
Listen, THC is activated based on heat. Okay? So there is activated THC put into these edibles, because if anyone's been paying attention this whole season while we've been trying to teach people shit, they would know already that they probably decarb the marijuana first before they put it into something that it's soluble into, mm-hmm. and then made the edible from it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you buy shit from the store, they can only sell you but so much. I believe that it's 100 milligrams per package. That is the legal amount of THC that they can sell you. Yeah, and they can only give you up to 10 milligrams per dose. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. You can safely take more than one 10 milligram edible and be cool. But the thing about it is that if you've never taken edibles before, the first time, you have to just wait it out. Because of the simple fact that you might not feel it for an hour or two.
I do edibles.
Sometimes it takes, right. So if you've taken edibles, you know,
100% stoned.
Like, there's some people that microdose between 1 and 2.5 milligrams. That is like something for like mild release of symptoms, but it's great for focus and creativity. Like, I know one time I got my hands on some microdose mints. Right, they're these little tiny little breath mints. Right, and they were the strong version of it, and the strong version of it was like 2 like milligrams a piece or whatever, right? So it wasn't enough to make you high, but it was enough to where it's like after about an hour of taking one of those mints, I clearly felt what the package told me it was supposed to do. Like, I'd be in the office, in the zone, getting them spreadsheets done and all that shit. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that little shit that I'd be doing or whatever. Now, when you get to the 50 to 100 milligram type of edibles, the type of shit that I like, yeah, once you eat one of those, I eat a bite of one of those, and I put the whole shit, like, if I get a brownie right now, I take a bite, and I set that shit down for at least the next 2 hours.
You gotta eat the whole thing.
The whole thing?
No way. Like, yes, sir. If I get one that I know that, like, because I know a girl that makes them strong, so, like, if she doses it, I'll know. Like, she'll be like, yo, this shit is, like, 40, 50 milligrams, like, per brownie. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, she done made that shit super strong, but she's taxing like a motherfucker. But she done had some brownies that was, like, maybe 20 milligrams per brownie, right? But I ate 3 of those brownies one time, fucking around, like, because I wasn't hitting me and shit. Man, by the time that shit hit me, yo, I did not want to be high anymore.
That's uncomfortable. I don't like that.
Yeah. That shit was trippy.
Yeah. I'm waiting. I don't know if I feel it yet, but I took half of an edible. It's been about an hour. Yeah,
I took half of that shit too.
Same.
Me too.
I mean,
I don't know.
All right, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Strain reviews. We smoked a lot of shit.
Nah,
and like
do,
I said,
let's do 5 on it first. And then get into strain reviews after that, because you say you're cutting it up and all that.
Well, yeah, let's get into the main one. What was the first one that we rolled up that we got? The Bundt Cake?
Bundt Cake.
All right, a Bundt Cake, because that is on the Baker's Dozen list right there.
Okay. Oh, it is.
All right, so Bundt Cake from Cookies. You know, I told you guys that loosely, I mean, I had an idea of what I wanted to go into with the show, and part of it was we wanted to figure out what was the best strain that they had at Cookies. We got some of them that had the names, and I went for some that were like lower THC content, maybe had different types of interesting mixes or whatever that did different things. I tried to keep sativas separate for the daytime. I tried to keep indicas for the nighttime, and then when all this shit happened today with all of us, shit got fucked up. Right now, we're high as bitch, and we smoked this Bundt Cake. I was talking to Sage on the phone, and I was basically telling him, get some shit that I don't already got here. That way, we could add to some more that we got. So, like, I'm going to keep it real. He added to making the Baker's Dozen possible. Him and Breeze and Kate did, because they just brought Trey over there sneezing. So, they just brought... Yeah, that nigga... Oh, man.
They don't want me.
All right, so it brought four more strains to the mix, but we're going to keep it consistent, and we are going to go with our next Baker's Dozen, which is Bundt Cake. This shit was like fucking 20. Look at the back of that package. Did that shit say 29%?
Yeah. Where is it?
Yeah, all right. 29. All right. That shit's 29% THC. And that shit is ridiculously stupid.
Yeah. I love it. I like it.
I know that that sounds like a super, like, fucking poor ass, like, weed review. But let me just tell you that. That Bundt Cake has me super stuck right now. That shit.
Everybody in here is on stupid stuff. I don't know if it's the edible. I don't know if we just smoke like four.
Is it? So now, Bundt Cake was one of those strains that was like burner cookies, where it like it had one of those names, and I seen it, and every time I would look at the comments on Instagram, because I don't live in California, duh. So I can see what they put out on Instagram. Seen it on Instagram, knew I wanted to smoke it. I'm looking at the shit right now. It has these super bright white crystals all over it with this light green color. It's not as dense as some of the other weeds we've been smoking. It definitely has some sticky resin. The trichomes, everything just looks beautiful when it comes to this strain of weed.
Let me put it in black.
Most of
time.
All,
let me,
most,
it, let me put
okay.
it in black paper.
Yeah.
Time. Hold up. Hey, give a. Yeah. All right, black people. Oh, you want. All right, black people turn. Yo, hey, shit, man. This shit, dog. This shit is green. It got dark green leaves, light green leaves, middle green leaves, right? It got some orange heads on this shit. Not really crystal. It's not a lot of crystals on it. Kind of fluffy. Smells kind of, it's like a sharp smell, I would say.
Sharp smell.
It's sharp smell.
Okay, I like that one.
You get what I'm saying?
Come in, open up packages. Very yeah. nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, and it's crazy because I'm getting unknown origins of this strain. That's one of those things that I like. Like, I'm mad right now that I can't find the information that I want, but I'm getting unknown origins. Like, I can't tell you what the parent strains right. of this fucking Bundt Cake is, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Shit. I mean, it must be a new strain.
But I know that this shit is some fire. Because right now, it has me in the mix, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
I need to hit that one again. I'm so off this.
I'm not going to lie right now. At this point in time, between this and the banana pound cake that we just smoked, I am already ready to vote one of those two as the great fucking cookie, yo.
Nah, hit the Maui Gold.
We're going to talk about that in a minute, too.
Okay, but hit it just right now.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta taste it. I like the Maui Gold.
Yeah.
That's that right there. Taste is just it. A popper. Hold it's it. The eye opening right there.
Let me get this.
That's for the coffee drinkers.
Yeah, show me you about to roll up.
On my flight, I put a little Jack Daniels in the coffee.
Got a little helper.
Shout out to Bookie.
He said, mix that in with what you got.
Mixing, look at my Starbucks.
Show I'm ready to go to sleep.
Nah, I'm ready to smoke some more.
Oh shit.
Okay. Alright, so
what is
this?
As he sounds.
Yo, who is this? You passed me this.
That's Katie.
That's
Katie.
That's yours,
Katie?
Yeah. Alright, so we definitely the Bundt Cake is fucking crazy. I just smoked some of that Maui Gold. That's clocking in at 22% THC, 0.04% CBD. It is a murkine dominant as far as the terpene. It is a sativa hybrid. And she got that from this place called Sherbininsky. Sherbininsky's originated as a cult favorite dispensary in San Francisco in the Sunset District by Mr. Sherbininsky. And he is a cannabis curator of some... strains, Sunset Sherbet and the Gelato line, Bacchio, Moki, and Acai Berry and Jello. But there's one strain that he has right here that now is on my fucking hit list, which is Pink Panties. Ooh. Mm. Ooh. Pink Panties sounds like the type of shit that I'm into. Which brings me to my question from the mind of a stoner.
Nasty.
Would you rather have this or that? I'm going to pose a question.
Would you rather?
Yeah. I mean,
this is a new one.
Well, I mean, it's from the mind of a stoner, but I just decided to throw this one in there. You know what I'm saying? Just because I don't know.
You got any intro music to this?
All right, so ready? So, like would you rather have amazing sex only once a week?
Okay.
Or mediocre sex on demand all that week?
Nah, give me the amazing sex once a week. This is your question. This is, do you have the amazing sex or do she has the amazing sex?
No, that what I'm saying is that amazing. the feeling you're gonna get, you either get the amazing hit one time a week or the mediocre hit on demand.
Now, when you say mediocre,
I mean like close, but I mean you're gonna get there, but
like it's not gonna be top. You really ain't that sloppy.
No, it's gonna be something to where it's like it's fucking, but it's just like it's like the basic like store brand of fucking. It's not like Versace Jesus pussy. It's not like Versace pussy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's like
this is more like
it's like greater value pussy for the week.
Like, this is like Walmart. This is like Walmart.
Yeah. Nah. Walmart pussy for the week. Versace pussy.
Give me the Versace.
Now you
want to
go to Saks Fifth
instead
of Walmart.
All right.
Okay.
Give me that. I can't.
Or
have
Tarjay.
Is that the consensus? Tarjay. Is that the consensus around the room? You'd rather take the amazing hit for the once a week versus.
I'd rather go to Saks once a week than Walmart.
All right. So let me up the ante. What about a month?
Hold on.
The amazing sex once a month or the mediocre sex on demand.
Nigga, I am on going to Kmart, nigga. I am not waiting no fucking month.
You stretch.
They're closing some stores.
I see some stores closing. I see some stores closing myself, yo.
I was like, well, damn, I was
yeah, I've been trying to tell them stores to tell my fucking DM, yo. All right,
if this sex mediocre, how's the body?
I mean, that makes a
difference.
All right, now we're going to get to an interesting
that
conversation because, no, does it? Let me ask you a question. All right, now we're there. So, if a chick got a sexy ass body, she look really good. She's the epitome of the prototype of what you're trying to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the box is just mediocre. You can imagine the box. You can will it being better.
Yeah.
You can will it.
Honestly, you can live in a fantasy.
You can
live in a fantasy.
Listen, all right. See, first of all, let me teach y'all something real quick. Let me learn y'all something, right?
I mean,
if you are that nigga,
okay,
then you would make the pussy what it is.
Okay.
Long term, though.
Yeah. You feel me? Like, because certain bitches, see, what it is, you have to find what turns a bitch on. Not all bitches is turned on by the same shit.
Right. I follow you.
You get what I'm saying? So you have to find what released that ocean water. You get what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
So once you find what released that ocean water, everything is good in the hood. But if you ain't got the ability, then you'll next it and let the next nigga get it. The next nigga. That's why you be like, that nigga married that bitch. Man. You feel me? That's why he released the ocean.
I mean, if we're talking a month,
I'm still taking the Kmart for the month. God damn it. Nah, fuck that. I need the on demand.
Here's the thing. For me, it's like this, right? The month is hard for me. So I don't even think I could do the month. But every 3 weeks, if I could design it to be exactly the way I want it to go down, like that every third week, yo, I could possibly make that agreement. Possibly. But I'm talking about the filthiest. It's going to be like some of the nastiest shit in this design, yo. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to want to do some ill shit. not like that ill, but like I want like, I mean, you know, like
that's pretty cool.
Like it needs to be like a movie. I mean, it has to be like a movie.
He said, if I'm gonna wait a month, nigga, we gonna do every motherfucking thing. God damn it.
Yeah.
Everything I've been thinking
like,
about.
Wait, like,
what's too far then?
Even shit that I don't even shit that I don't wanna do has to be on the menu that day.
No, sir.
I'm not talking about. Let me make this very clear. Hold up. Let me make it clear for the listeners out there before they take a sound bite and try to chump me out. No, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about anything's on the menu. What she would do to me. What I'm saying is that even shit that I wouldn't want to do to you, I would like the option. I would like the option of that shit today. That's what I'm saying, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Even if I don't want to do it, bitch, ask me.
All right, but
all right. So what won't you do?
Listen, man.
What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We talking about, are you a whip and chains guy?
Okay, we went there.
As long as nothing.
I thought he was going to talk.
Listen. Ass shit is off limits. All right,
y'all know you don't want to answer that.
anything relating to my ass is off limits. Outside of that, as long as it is heterosexual activity.
Look, okay, I'm not gonna hold you. I've heard, well, not me, but I've heard that's the new thing.
The whipping chains
for straight men to have their ass eaten by their significant girl. I've never thought about doing that.
But yeah, I wouldn't think it was weird if my homeboy told me he did.
That's how I feel about it. Because some of my homeboys done came to me like, oh yeah, this happened, and I was just like, ugh. How it feel? But I ain't never go there. You feel me? I ain't never go there.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I don't like no butt plays, nothing. You feel me? I don't know.
All right, so there's several different methods of infusion, as I've been telling you guys. I gave you guys a quick rundown earlier of how to make your can of milk, but you're going to need it for the recipe that I have for you today, because now we are on recipes in our munchies.
I get something to drink, because I got the munchies! I've been smoking dope! I got the munchies!
All right, so if you don't have can of milk on hand for these Cheddar Bay biscuits, the shit's like the Red Lobster joints, you know what I'm saying, with the garlic shit in them, but these ones gonna get you high. I'm going to show you how to make them today. You're going to break your decarbed wheat up into small pieces. You're gonna bake it in the oven at 240 degrees for 25 minutes, like I told you before. You're gonna heat some milk in a double boiler on medium heat or in a heavy pot on low to medium low heat and add the decarbed wheat. You're gonna heat until the milk reaches 180 degrees Fahrenheit. Hold that temperature to 30 to 45 minutes, stirring frequently. So you want to bring the milk to a boil, in layman's terms, with the decarbed wheat in there. Like I said, it's going to do its job for you, because once you put the wheat in the oven, you've pulled the THC out, you've activated it. Now the milk fat is going to soak the THC into the milk fat. Mm-hmm. You're going to strain it through a strainer, and now you have your can of milk, right? Same thing if you want to make some canna infused oil just for extra taste, or you want to make some extra canna butter to put on your biscuits. However high you want to get, just know, like I told you earlier today, dose yourself accordingly. The first time you make this shit, just eat a little bit, yo. It's okay. Like, you can go back and rewind this shit and press play as many times as you want to. You know what I'm saying? Pretty much, you've already figured out, if you're listening to this right now, you've already figured out that you can listen to podcasts for free. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So you can go back and listen to this shit, yo. So don't rush yourself. But now let's get into the recipe. So you want to take 2 cups of flour. You can use regular flour or you can use can of flour, which I told you guys about earlier. You need 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 2 tablespoons of white sugar, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup of grated cheddar cheese. You need some garlic. I prefer using garlic powder or fresh garlic that I'll break down on some butter. You could take some fresh garlic and saute it down into some can of butter if you're feeling really frisky. But otherwise, any type type of garlic soap. But any type of garlic soap or garlic powder will do. You're going to need to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. You want to mix all the dry ingredients together plus the grated cheddar cheese. Mix a well. So basically make a hole in the dry ingredients. Then put the wet ingredients in there. Stir the liquids in. Create a dough. After you create the dough, you want to break this shit down into patties and bake it. It's making fucking biscuits. Like I told you guys, making edibles isn't hard. The reason why that the edibles that you probably tried to make at home that you fucked up before, and I hate to sound like a preacher that keeps beating this into your head, but I want you to make good edibles for yourself. And the reason why people fuck them up is because they don't decarboxylate the fucking weed first. After you get the right can of butter, oil, milk, yogurt, whey, whatever you want to infuse it into, the tincture, the alcohol shit, you can just replace whatever that ingredient is with the infused version of it. So you can go home and make your own recipes right now. But because you're lazy and high just like me, then each and every Friday, I'm going to give you a new fucking recipe to make because I'm just a nice guy like that, especially when I'm high. All right, so we are getting ready to get to my favorite fucking part of the show, especially now that we're super baked and we got a lot of people in the room. And it's time to see who got motherfucking five.
I got five. Oh, yeah. Who got five? Who got five? Five. With your five. Your
five, can't take you nowhere.
Who putting up on the sack? Who got five?
This is Higher Learning. Learning, 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 learning.
All right. Top five movie villains of all time. We got a lot of people in the room, so we're going to have a lot of people's opinions. Somebody put five on it.
Where are we starting? Which way are we going? I'll start off. Top five villains? Mm-hmm. No order.
No order. Top five movie villains.
First, I'm going to go Thanos. Scariest okay. nigga in the world.
Okay.
Next, I'm going to go... I'm going to go Tom from Tom and Jerry.
That is a clever one. That is a clever one, yo. That is clever because I almost don't want to let that in, but he is a villain. Yeah. All right, you got that.
Tom from Tom and Jerry. All
right, shout out to Trey, yo. All right, all right. Shout out to Trey. I gotta get that nigga some claps, yo. All right. He gets a. He's on fire. All right, yeah. Shout out to Trey, yo.
So Thanos, Tom. What's the Green Goblin? Mm-hmm. You feel me? That nigga was just crazy because he was really crazy himself. You feel me? Like he really okay. thought he was something. What's another one?
What blunt is this?
Sidebar.
That's I'm not gonna
lie. I've completely lost track of which strain of weed we're smoking right
that's
now.
That's the one this I wrote.
I have no idea. Blood?
I know this is bun cake.
It's gonna give you some time to think about the hero too.
Yeah,
it burns very quick.
Nah, that's a backwood.
Damn,
that's
she why. Gave you the alley oop. You're not supposed to give Trey extra time to think. All right. we be competing on these lists and shit. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of weed is this though?
That's the bun cake mix.
How many did you already name? Millions did you name already?
Two. All right, next one.
Let's I did it. Tom and Jerry, Thanos. Oh, Green Goblin.
Two more.
Damn. What else? This is kind of hard.
I know, but I'm going to kill you on my list.
You probably damn. Is.
I'm going to body you.
Because I can't think of shit.
Can I go next?
Can we do the hard?
Yeah, you go next.
I can't think of shit. Green Goblin.
Do we have a countdown?
No. I mean, do you want us to come back to you, Trey?
No.
You have four right now, right? All right,
no, I'm at three. Come back.
You had three? We'll come back to Trey. So, Trey.
Can you repeat any or no?
Repeat? Yeah, you can repeat them. Yeah, you can repeat them. Yep. Okay.
Well, I have to say Thanos, definitely number one.
Uh huh.
He really did fuck shit up. Two, it's definitely the Joker.
Which Joker, though?
The Joker from...
Oh, okay. Yeah, you get... Give me, I need some answers.
Batman Begins. And no. The Joker from The Dark Knight.
Okay. I'm with you. Heath Ledger Joker. Okay.
Harvey 2. Mm-hmm. Two-Face is what I'm trying to talk about. For people that don't know what I'm saying about Harvey.
Oh, what the fuck is this? This that banana pound cake.
No.
That's
bun cake. Bun cake in the fucking paper. Oh, Jesus.
Uh-huh.
All right, carry on. Keep going.
That's that sage blunt. Mm-hmm. That's that sage blunt. Sage blunt.
Bane.
Ooh. Ooh. You watch a lot of movies. That's why. Damn.
And I want to say...
This shit is some fire, yo. Take the shit
the wrong way. The Reverse Flash.
This nigga gonna fall asleep while we're recording.
Yeah. The Reverse Flash. Yeah. All right. That was a clever one, yo. I ain't gonna front, yo.
That was five?
I ain't gonna front. You pulled one out that I didn't expect anybody to come with. Let me give you some hand claps for that. He's on fire. Alright. Who wants to go next? I got mine.
Shit. Go ahead, go in the circle.
I can go for more if y'all don't got none.
Shit, I was gonna say Bane.
No, you can say that.
Bane, the Joker, definitely. The Green Goblin. The Joker, maybe five.
No order.
This is quite difficult, I think.
I know. I think some people don't realize how difficult some of these questions are. That's why I like top fives versus like the top 50 list. I hate top 50 lists. It's like way too... Like, lists are already going to be biased based off your personal likes. But when you have a five... You got to get real honest with yourself when it comes to a five. You know what I'm saying?
Who was the grimiest?
Yeah.
I just really keep up pearly.
I got one. Damn. All right, I'm ready for my list. I got three right now.
Oh, what's the black Spider-Man?
Venom.
He was a dick.
I saw what to name, but I already had my five.
I mean.
He's my sixth one.
And the nigga with the eight legs
of
Spider-Man.
To me.
Oh.
I got Frieza from Dragon Ball Z. That nigga just keep coming back. Okay, he won't die. Right. He just keep coming back.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sage has just entered the building, yo.
There you go.
Now, let me tell you something, yo. Like, his whole vibe of his whole brand and everything like that, he's the guy who's supposed to pull one of those, like, Hail Marys, like, out just now that he just pulled, because that one's going to be hard to beat. I didn't expect anyone to pull that one out, too. All right, keep going. Keep going.
So, you feel me? I got Frieza. I feel as though definitely Jason.
Uh-huh.
So, you feel me? Definitely him. Then of course you gotta go with Freddy.
Damn, you really thought I was
out. Honestly,
okay, see,
he a nigga that keep you from wanting to go to sleep.
Honestly, I would probably say he's my number one if I were to change.
And then on top of that, the fact of the matter that you try to stay up, you still gonna go to sleep.
So actually, Freddy number two, Jason number one, because Jason definitely killed Freddy.
But they're not villains. Though. I feel like Freddy's more of a villain.
Jason's not a villain.
He was just like
he would kill anybody who came to his camp.
But who killed him though? His
no, he did.
Didn't he drown or something?
That's how he died.
Yes, I
he haunted them though.
All right, I'm getting ready to throw my five on this shit.
Yeah,
all right.
This is higher learning.
All right, so my five.
Don't play the plug. Like you got the drop and shit.
I'm definitely rolling with Thanos. You know what I'm saying? We was unanimous on that shit, yo. But after that, I gotta go with the Joker. Heath Ledger's definitely. Joker. Right, that was a terrifying motherfucker. After that, we gonna have to hit you with Agent Smith from The Matrix.
I was thinking about him.
Yeah.
I forgot to say him.
You looking online, that's why. Alright.
Cause I was gonna
drop a bomb on that. Let's drop a bomb on that.
He's doing research.
This is higher learning.
Okay. So along with my list that I have, I'm gonna go ahead and hit you with motherfucking Lord Voldemort from Harry Potter.
Oh, good one. That's a good one. I swear, I got it on my phone.
Wow.
Look, I had it on my phone. I was gonna say that. I had it on my phone.
And Darth Vader from Star Wars.
What about
Megatron? Yo, I am no father.
Who does this go to?
All right, well, I'm gonna finish my
fucking high as shit.
That's
yo.
The,
go that way.
That's the
so.
Where is that? That's the banana pound cake.
That's the banana pound cake.
All right, that banana pound cake is stupid too. I don't know why we smoked like the that. Super strong strains like all back to back in the cipher. What the fuck was we thinking? All
right, back to me. I'm gonna go Thanos.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Tom.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Scar.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Terminator.
Oh,
I'm gonna
go Terminator.
Oh, okay.
And what else do I see? Yes, I'm looking at a list, guys. Oh, and just for the hell of it, because nobody's going to think of it or thought of it. I'm gonna go to Witch from Wizard of Oz.
Okay. That was an interesting one. That was classic, an interesting one.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry, Wizard of Oz. I love
that. Yeah. Yo, Tom and Jerry, I think, was one of him and his brother are probably tied for one of the most interesting.
I knew
picks,
Sean was
going to
pull some.
Breeze, he
shit
had
out.
A close yeah. second though. You know what I'm saying? Because he pulled one out the back pocket.
The other
too,
one I was going to say is Itachi.
Okay.
Nobody knows
brother.
Who is Itachi?
Ben. Notice.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. So many thoughts weighing me down. I gotta work out. I gotta chill. I need a blunt. I'm working my nerves. Ay. I'm at the bottom. I made decisions. I guess I deserve it. I made a promise. Feed the whole family. And they still starving. What could be worse? I gotta do something. What could I do? Minimum wage. Flipping the way. The fuck up the booth. Yeah. Astonished, ain't nothing promised. You could crash, you could burn, just to be honest. Yeah, roll another one to send enough. I smoke back to back till I'm numb. I can't feel a thing and I love it. Right now, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Roll another one to send enough. I smoke back to back till I'm numb. I can't feel a thing and I love it. Right now, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Yeah, a lot of thoughts I keep to myself. Who else can relate? Nobody else. I don't know if you can tell. I'm a prisoner to my thoughts. I stay on myself. I need release. It ain't easy. Tell me, how do I make someone believe in me? So many days, yeah, fly by. You can't replace the time. Damn, people give up on you. But that ain't nothing new. They got their own shit to worry about. Got their own family, got their own dreams, got their own demons trying to keep from coming out. It's like when you wanna go do some. It's funny life will put you through some. Make me wanna go shoot some. Young nigga gon' do some, but you gotta go do it. Roll another one to send enough. I smoke back to back till I'm numb. I can't feel a thing and I love it. Right now I don't give a fuck about nothing. Roll another one to send enough. I smoke back to back till I'm numb. Feel a thing and I love it. Right now, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Hey, I'm tired of you. Testing my sobriety. Cup full of liquor, I'ma drown.
Notice.
It's a vibe. Testing my sobriety. Roll another one to send enough. I smoke back to back until I'm numb. Feel a thing and I love it. Right now, I don't give a fuck about nothing. Roll another one and send enough. I smoke back to back until I'm numb. I can't feel a thing and I love it. Right now, I don't give a fuck about nothing.
In the end, he wasn't really not a villain.
This is a different generation. I don't know what that is. You watch Naruto. You know Naruto?
I kind of know what it is.
Oh. We don't got to get into that. You know, that's
Orochimaru.
See, all right.
Oh. That nigga.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck. So let me ask you a question.
Moving on.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather be the hero or the sidekick?
Give me the sidekick.
Batman and Robin?
Yeah. Do you want to be Batman or Robin?
Give me Robin.
Why?
I don't want to. I don't want to. I play the side, get my little joint off. You feel me? Yeah. And I'm Gucci, like.
Because when it all goes wrong, it's all blamed on Batman. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, this nigga told me to stay in the corner and chill. He said he had it.
All right, so if you could choose, would y'all rather be a hero or a vigilante? Would you want to be the hero or what they call the anti-hero? Basically, they're not a villain, but they're not necessarily a good guy. They're a guy that does some good, but they do a lot of things that are personally motivated for
the Green Arrow,
their agenda. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So would you rather be a hero or a vigilante? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would much rather be a vigilante. Honestly, if I could pick my powers right now and be like who I was going to be, yeah, be a vigilante on this motherfucker. I don't want to be obligated to be the hero.
Yeah, I'm going to do what the fuck I want.
Yeah.
Give me whoever makes the most money.
Well, Oliver Queen was like a billionaire, yeah.
Who?
Well, vigilantes is like Batman. Basically, Batman is a vigilante.
And I fuck with
Everyone considers him a hero, but he's a vigilante.
I fuck with Batman.
He's 100% that.
That's the reason why I think
he'd be beating the shit out of niggas.
So Batman is Superman, bitch.
No, Batman, Batman is the greatest.
Batman is going to beat Superman.
He's the most perfect comic book character ever created.
Batman.
Yeah. Batman is the most perfectly executed comic book created.
Storyline is crazy.
Because Batman doesn't have any powers. He's a vigilante. Yeah. He's not a hero.
He could be all
and
the
he
heroes.
Fucks Superman up.
So
Superman's an alien.
So Batman. So alright, would you rather Batman or Mega Man?
I forget. Ah, shit. I mean,
and in that sense of that terms of what you just said.
Do I get the dog too? If I'm Mega Man? Do I get my dog?
Not Mega Man. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. What? Iron Man. God damn it.
I love Iron Man. Tony Stark.
Right.
Damn. I'd rather be Batman.
Batman's
keeping the hood, yo. Batman's
they both
keeping
got,
the hood.
Honestly, I feel as though
Batman, at a certain point, he's going to hack Iron Man's suit. Then what does Iron Man have?
They both smart as shit.
But
they
Batman has his martial arts skills.
And he has a bad knee. That's corrected by Grace,
too. She got the injury report on that nigga. God,
honestly, Batman still give Iron Man a hand.
Man,
he'll beat
Iron
that
Man.
Nigga the fuck
nah,
up.
Nah, Iron Man's cool,
that.
Man.
That nigga don't even got to be in his suit.
Right? All right, fuck that shit. Batman going to get his own suit.
Man.
The thing is, they both are arguably the richest heroes ever.
I competitively, you can say that.
Or people that
on the same level, friends. I guess you could say.
Yeah, as far as when it comes to money, yeah, and gadgets and shit.
I still go with Batman.
Because they're both people with no powers.
He give niggas the ass.
Did you give me this?
That's true.
All right, y'all. So check this out. We going to catch a vibe real quick. And then when we come back, we going to run it back with another special edition of Fives. But this time, we going to talk the sexiest black actresses of all time. And we're going to try to sell some of this Dreamland merch. So go visit a420podcast.com or visit itsnotjustmepodcast.com. So a420podcast or itsnotjustmepodcast. Go to either one of them. They're going to take you to the same website and you can buy some fucking merch. And let's catch a vibe and then come back on Higher Learning.
Runga Fives. Oh yeah. Who got Fives? Where's your Fives? Yeah. Oh yeah. Where's your Fives? Who putting up on the sack? Who got Fives?
All right. Sexiest black actresses of all time. Somebody put Five on it.
I go. Sanaa Lathan. Nia Long.
All right.
Can't This is kind of hard.
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle
Union.
Nah.
Halle Berry. Like,
Halle Berry.
Nah. That's typical. That's typical.
That's typical. That's true.
Nia Long's not
but
typical.
But
they bad as shit. They is
bad. Halle Berry.
Give me what show they offer Jamie Foxx.
We talking about Garcelle Beauvau?
Yeah.
Beauvau?
Yeah.
She had one of them fucking like French ass like names like that. Yeah. Creole.
Give me her.
Her mama was probably Creole.
Give me her.
All right. Fancy was one. She was Fancy, one. Yeah. She was one that niggas was on back in the day, but niggas forgot about her after she fell out the limelight. That's how you know that she was like, we wasn't really on her. We was just on her because we seen her every day. But after she went away, niggas ain't thinking about her except for you.
Right.
You probably the only person to put her in the top five.
I'm probably about to be the only person thinking about this one. I don't know if she counts as a black actress, but Shorty that played Cat Williams. John and Friday After Next.
Oh yeah,
the little.
If she's black and she's an actress, then she counts as a black actress.
Well, I take her. She is bad as shit.
But you don't know her name though.
Megan Fox.
I don't know her name.
Niggas ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit, ladies.
I mean, I said Megan Fox. Megan Good.
Megan Good. Megan Fox. No, she not black though.
And Megan Good is what I meant.
But give me Parker McKenna Posey.
Yeah,
I need her. Yeah, that's four.
Okay, that's interesting.
Okay, that's four. They the ones that put me on whole time.
Not in that category, yes, but just not in that category.
I mean, she's a black actress, technically.
Yeah, are we talking about chocolate women or just?
Really, period. Just black women. Caramel. Period. Just period.
Top actress.
Light skin. Have it way you like it. Have it way you like it. Go this way. God damn it.
Parker McKenna Posey, eh?
And give me. What the fuck do that mean? What's the laughing for? What do the A mean? That's the whole thing. What's the A? Parker McKenna Posey, A?
Does Beyonce count?
She did play some movies.
Yeah, so I'm saying obsessed.
Same.
Oh shit,
that's
yo.
Not funny. Not from the TV show. That's not from the. That's see. That's what you're thinking. I'm not talking about from my wife and kids. Parking.
I know. Posey. I know.
I'm talking about.
I know. I seen her in a TV show recently, and I was said to myself, "Damn, Parker McKenna Posey is looking good as a motherfucker."
Good as a.
And
bitch.
Then shortly after that, the little good conscience jumped on my shoulder. And it whispered to me something that I should have reminded myself.
That you're
and
then over
30. I had a fight of consciousness, is what it's called? I don't know. I had an ethical dilemma. And I chose the side of, yeah. All right, I'll put my five on it. Kerry Washington's definitely there. I'm going to put KJ Smith, not just because we have the same name, but she's the chick, this light skin that's in Tyler Perry's Sisters. They got the little twisty little dreads or whatever and shit.
Yeah, I know you're talking
Body
about.
Is super right, face super right, and every nigga don't have her
on
the
list.
I
didn't even finish mine, though.
Oh, I'm about to say. Because I got to put a joint on my list.
I'm going to just say Tracee Ellis Ross. Go ahead. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I got
she
two.
She is fat as shit.
Damn. I'm going to go with some of the classics.
With the crooked eye.
Oh, my God.
I got to go with some of the classics like...
Angela Bassett.
Well, I'm going to definitely put Nia Long in there.
Okay.
She's been a lifelong joint. You know what I'm saying? Who does it go to?
Do it go this way? God damn.
All right.
Oh, no.
So that's three.
What about Jada Pinkett Smith?
If I had more, I would put her in, but I can't put her in the five. But I think that Zoe Kravitz is 100% going in my five, yo.
Yes, but not she's so young though. I think
Zoe Kravitz is like one of the Zoe most Saldana, interesting.
Does she count?
No, She would count.
She would count.
Who?
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah. And I don't really usually like those types, but Zoe Kravitz is that type of those types that I'm into.
Sidebar. You know all who right. used to be my favorite, like, my crush growing up.
Oh.
She around my age.
Oh.
But motherfucking Keke Palmer, yo. Yeah. I don't know. It was something about nigga. I used to watch Akilah and the B. You remember Sean when we was? I used to watch Akilah and the B, nigga. Just
now, you know, what I'm like, bro. What is it good with
see,
you?
Hold up, hold up. Pause, pause. Back then, I was young. I was only like 14, 15. So
all right, let me throw my fifth one out there real quick.
All right,
Gabrielle Union.
Okay, I knew somebody was going to throw her in there.
But her and Kerry Washington have similar reasons why they're on my list because. They are fine. There are definitely women that are finer than both of them that another nigga will put on his list, but they have these facial expressions.
Oh, sex appeal.
That they make. You and their facial expressions are super sexy. Like, some that's people, what oversells them, yo.
Sex appeal.
Yeah.
You know what made me not like Gabrielle? Not saying that she's not beautiful or anything. Don't get twisted. I know she's bad as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But Deliver Us from Eva.
Oh.
I don't like that movie. And it just made me look at her like, ugh, that's how you really act. Because she played that shit too good. You feel me? Like,
Wait, what role?
Deliver Us from Eva. It go that way.
Don't oh, I did see
this
that.
Another one?
Oh, they didn't want it.
Yeah. Remember, we had that.
They don't want
look,
it?
Look. Yeah. We had that banana pound cake, which is London pound cake with Golden State banana. Put together, and it's an indica leaning hybrid. So right now we're breaking one of the 420 codes, or we might be following it. I don't know. One of the 420 codes said to balance indica and sativa. I think we might be following it because we smoked a lot of sativa and indica together. And right now I'm in a fucking whirlwind of
reefer. I'm just stuck right now.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what I'm feeling right now. I don't know if I'm up or if I'm chilling.
I'm like, is there oxygen?
Yeah, like.
All right, so you know what?
Yeah.
I am going to give them a recipe. Once again, like I told you guys, I went on this website called Delish just because I like looking for recipes of shit to cook. I'm a cook. Like, I used to be a cook before I turned into a corporate fucking suit.
He's the one to be a chef.
A great fucking cook. Yeah. Let me tell you before you go into this. We used to be, I'm going to call it the trap because God damn it was like everybody in this shit. Uh-huh. And when I mean this nigga used to just whoop up meals to feed at least 10 niggas. And niggas used to be in the line. I swear with a bowl out, like, thank you. You feel me? Like, that's used to, I don't know what it used to be. He used to make some oodles and noodles and something. And all. I'm like, yo, I don't give a fuck. Give me something.
Season, give me bro, something. That shit is all right.
Nigga, he'll go to the store, come back with 3 bags. You feel me?
And cook
a motherfucking meal for motherfucking 10 people. But yeah, go ahead.
All right, so. This shit is for bacon cheeseburger egg rolls. Now, now that we've gotten to this point where I've showed you guys how to
turkey
infuse
bacon?
All these different... Trey, huh. If you want to make it with turkey bacon, you can. It's possible. Anything okay. is possible.
I'm just saying.
But this...
No
this,
pork on the floor.
Well, it's pork in this fucking ingredients, right? Now, listen. You guys can infuse this recipe if you want to. You just have to replace... something with something infused. I'm gonna walk you through that point when I find parts of this recipe, but I need you to learn how to do it on your own. That way, when I do this part, I can just read through the recipe like I've been doing all season. But let's get to it. All right, so it's basically like a fried cheeseburger, okay? But it's gonna be a bacon cheeseburger egg roll, all right? You're gonna take a tablespoon of vegetable oil plus more for frying. If you would like to, you can use can of oil for this. I don't know how much difference it's going to make, but because it's an egg roll, all that can of oil is going to soak into the egg roll that you fry it in. So it's probably going to get you super high. Try it out. Let me know what happens. You take one large onion, chop it, 2 cloves of garlic minced, 1 pound of ground beef. Now, with the ground beef, you can take... Oh, no, who does this go to?
I don't think they said they won.
With the ground beef, you can take grinded up decarbed weed, like I told you guys, that you can grind up in the handheld coffee grinder or whatever. And you can add that to your ground beef the same way how a person would add breadcrumbs to their ground beef when they made hamburgers. So if you ever seen anybody add breadcrumbs to
their...
Do you
need the address?
Yeah, thickens it up, holds it together. Put it in my...
So if you ever seen anybody, you know what I'm saying, like put breadcrumbs in their hamburgers, then you could put the decarbed weed in there like this. Then you need a tablespoon of ketchup, a tablespoon of yellow mustard, a tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, some cooked bacon, and some cheese. And you need some egg roll wrappers. In a large skillet over medium heat, you want to heat the oil, add the onion, garlic, and cook until it's soft. Then you want to cook it for about 6 minutes. Add the beef and cook until it's no longer pink, of course. 5 to maybe 10 minutes, of course, or more. Stir in the ketchup, mustard, Worcestershire sauce, until combined. Add the bacon and cheese and stir until the cheese is melted. Then you're going to create a mixture and you're going to drain some of the oil off of it. Then you want to roll the egg rolls. Place the egg roll wrappers in a diagonal direction and spoon 1 to 2 tablespoons of cheeseburger mixture onto the center of the roll. Reading from the bottom, roll halfway up and then fold inside and roll tightly but gently. Seal with a drop of water and set aside. Repeat until all the mixture is used up. And then in a deep-sided skillet or pot, heat 2 inches of oil until bubbling. Fry the egg rolls until golden 2 to 3 minutes, then transfer to a paper towel lined plate. Serve with ketchup and mustard. And that is how you make your bacon cheeseburger egg rolls. So you can infuse them two ways. Once with the oil or once with the breadcrumbs or the flour and the beef.
Yo, we need video of this shit.
I know. Yeah, I seen you over there break the whole thing down. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Just did a whole sign language on how to cook the shit. That's and I swear, she just cooked it.
All right, so anybody want to shout out some Instagrams and shit before we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, shout out to 6 a.m. That's my clothing line coming soon. So
okay, all right.
At 6 a.m. Co, go follow that.
All right. Well, this episode was brought to you by 6 a.m. Clothing Co. Yeah.
And this episode was brought to you by Established 91.
Okay. This episode was brought to you by Dreamland Clothing Co.
Hold up. Why am I doing mine?
This episode was brought to you by Established in 1991.
No, not in.
Established 1991.
Okay, thank you.
Now I gotta keep using my movie phone voice.
Go ahead. You got this.
Sage, go ahead. What's
shout
yours?
Shout out Black Sage. It's Black _ Sage. You feel me on Instagram?
Hold up, people.
This
episode
was brought to you by Black Sage. Enter the Sage.
This nigga is hot.
I'm hot as shit.
Listen. Hot as shit. Go ahead. You next. What's your shit?
Shout out K Breezy, K.Breezy3Es.
All right. And this episode was brought to you by Breezy and everybody else in the building. Yeah. It was brought to you by a lot of people. We're super high. I'm glad you guys made it through this episode. I'm glad that we made it through this fucking episode. Next week, I think we're gonna go.
Welcome to LA. I got jet
chill
lag
some
and
peoples.
Yeah, I don't even know. What
we
time
might
is
go
right
check
now.
Out the cannabis.
Right, it doesn't
cafe.
Matter what time it is. We here.
I don't know.
Is that the move tonight? We were asking people around. We like coffee's like.
Oh, yeah. Bro, we sure left here.
All right, so let's just catch a vibe and get the fuck out of here.
This my nigga Paperboy Wigs, man. Catch this motherfucking vibe, dog.
First love on high alert. Bitch.
It's a vibe.
All I care about is you.
Money, a nigga love that money. Ooh, money, a nigga love that money. Ooh. A nigga love that money, ooh. Money, my bitches love that money, ooh. Money, my bitches love that money, ooh. Them bitches love that money, ooh. I used to see the fish scale called the scuba dive. Now I'm seeing more green than some Thousand Island. He get it in bulk, call it his and lettuce. Move weight like fat people doing calisthenics. Athletic with the work, I can stretch and toss packs. Call them alley hoops, throw it in, they catch it. Say toss cheap, my nigga not mine. Drop a couple stacks just to see the grill shine. So yeah, I blew cheese, got cheese to blow. Smoke and relish out the jaw with a nerdy hug. Call her my bookworm, cause she a brain pro. Who educate me while I drive, so I swerve. real slow, and know I'm strapped up. Eagle with a Western, cause my neck and wrist looking like an intersection. And you ain't never see when it come to gunplay. Bullets like hot fudge can catch him on a Sunday.
Money, money, money.
A nigga love that money. Ooh, money, money. A nigga love that money. Ooh.
This is Higher Learning. It's a vibe.
Money, money, my bitches love that money. Ooh, money, money, my bitches love that money. Ooh, them bitches love that money. Ooh. She blow cushion, I push sour. Be running through the grass, shitting like a Rottweiler. And now I'm pop collars, I pop tags. Buy new guns, my hoes get the shoes and bags. Cut the dreads off and chicks still throw the ass. They just hit me for a ride like they dialing cabs. Not to brag, but I'm better than I ever been. A sucker for love is something that I never been. Won't let a hoe in my career like Evelyn. Rules to this game and my brain is embedded in. All them late nights a nigga spent like Letterman. Grinding so hard, man, I deserve a Letterman. Knocking on the door, but the game wouldn't let him in. I was with the J's trying to get to them letter M's. That's millions stacking to the ceiling.
It's a vibe.
A nigga love that money. Ooh, money, money. A nigga love that money. Ooh, a nigga love that money. Ooh. Money, my bitches love that money. Ooh, money, money, my bitches love that money. Ooh, them bitches love that money. Ooh.
Ben.
Notice.
It's a vibe. This is Higher Learning.
If you want to listen to more, visit our official website at a420podcast.com.